Good morning and welcome to our podcast. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Sintons, joined again today by my colleague Suzanne Dixon, who is a Senior Associate in the Residential Conveyancing team here at Sintons. And our podcast today is episode 17 of our Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series. And today, Suzanne is going to discuss mortgage offers. So without any further ado, straight over to Suzanne. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning, David. Thank you very much. So most people take out a mortgage when they purchase a property. When you first make an offer for a property, you'll be asked by the estate agents to provide your mortgage in principle to prove that you're able to obtain the required mortgage finance for your purchase. Some people may arrange their mortgage direct with the lender, whilst others might use a mortgage broker to check through all the mortgage products available at that time and advise on which is best suited to that person's circumstances. Often there's a fee payable upfront to the mortgage lender so that they can carry out a valuation on the property you're buying, and there'll be an application process for you to go through. Solicitors don't become involved in the mortgage process until the mortgage offer has been issued. The mortgage lender will send you a copy of the mortgage offer and also send a copy of the offer to your solicitor, together with the mortgage documents that need to be signed. Once your solicitor has the mortgage offer, they'll check through it thoroughly to make sure that all of the details are correct, i.e. your full name, the address of the property, and the purchase price. All of the details have to match the other documentation on the file. Your solicitor will also check any special conditions within the mortgage offer. A mortgage lender will sometimes add these special conditions depending on what they require. If you have an existing mortgage, your mortgage offer is likely to contain a special condition to say that your existing mortgage has to be repaid in full on or before completion of your new mortgage, without the debt being transferred to another lender. Sometimes the lenders will require you to repay any outstanding credit card debt or other loans. Your solicitor will send you a mortgage report to summarise the terms of your mortgage offer. Please be aware that a solicitor cannot provide financial advice, so we can't tell you if the mortgage product is suitable for you. We can only advise you on the legal implications of the mortgage and what will happen if you default on the mortgage payments or breach any of the lender's conditions. Once you're happy with the mortgage report, you'll be able to sign and return your mortgage deed, which your solicitor will also have sent to you. This mortgage deed allows the Land Registry to register a charge in favour of your lender against the legal title for the property. The charge will only be removed from the title once the lender has been repaid in full. You won't be able to take out any further secured loans against the property without your original mortgage lender's consent and approval. When looking over your mortgage offer, take care to check that you know about any product fees and other fees which the lender may charge. There's often a fee payable when you redeem a mortgage in full, or an early repayment charge can be payable if you want to redeem your mortgage before the end of any fixed rate period. If any of the monies for your purchase are coming from a third party, for example, your parents are giving you a gift towards the purchase, please be aware that this has to be disclosed to the mortgage lender and they need to approve the gift before the mortgage can proceed. Your solicitor will ask for your authority to refer the gift to the mortgage lender so that your solicitor can make sure that the lender is fully aware of the gift and is happy for everything to go ahead. Your solicitor will only be able to apply for your mortgage funds to be drawn down once everything is in place ready to complete your purchase and a completion date has been agreed. Most mortgage lenders require about a week to set up funds, so please bear this in mind when you get to the stage when you're ready to agree a completion date. Your mortgage lender will be the one to tell you when your first monthly repayment will be due once your mortgage has completed. I really hope that that's helpful. I'm going to pass you back to David. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Suzanne. Enjoyed listening to that one. As always, very quickly for me, as I say at the end of each of these podcasts, we're working hard to continue to produce, deliver useful and relevant content, articles, podcasts, blogs, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes all episodes of this Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series. If you hadn't heard enough from us by that point, you can also follow the team on Twitter at Sintons Conveyancing. Contact details if you'd like to discuss anything Suzanne's raised today in this podcast or indeed any of the series, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. Telephone number 0191 226 7878 and email suzanne.dixon@sintons.co.uk. Our next podcast will be with you in about 4 to 6 weeks. Thank you once again for continuing to tune in each time. We generally do appreciate it and we don't take that for granted. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you.